Giant pandas, which animal lovers have worried about for years, are no longer on the endangered species list. That's what conservationists have decided at a meeting in Hawaii at the 25th World Conservation Congress of the International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN. But there is already a dispute over that declaration about the giant panda from the government of China, where most of the world's giant pandas live. Vicky Croak covers all things animal for us at Here and Now. She's with us once again. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Jeremy.
So I want to get to China's objection in a minute, but first, there must have been some good news when it comes to giant pandas that caused them to be no longer listed as endangered.
Yes, the idea of more giant pandas is great news. In the 1980s, there may have been, you know, fewer than 1,000 of them in the wild, and today it's estimated there are nearly 1,900. Hmm. So we've been seeing their numbers go up over the years, and the Chinese government has worked really hard to breed them in captivity and to preserve that bamboo habitat, to cut down on poaching, to continue to work on that rewilding campaign, getting giant pandas back into the forest. So at this meeting in Hawaii with the group that sets the standard endangered species list that most of us refer to, the giant pandas being reclassified, that's not thrown off the list of concern, but going from what they call endangered status to vulnerable status, that's a shift in the assessment of urgency.
So what's the Chinese government's problem with that?
Well, there's always big political ramifications to any change in category up or down for any species. So that might mean changes in funding or focus from the world at large, from governments, from conservation groups, from popular opinion. And the Chinese State Forestry Administration told the Associated Press that they outright are disputing classification change. They believe that the plight of the panda, as you know and as I know, having written a book about them, one of the most beloved creatures on earth, the Chinese are saying that saving these animals should still be an utmost priority and taken seriously, should really matter to everyone.
And what does the IUCN say in response to that?
Well, the IUCN says, in fact, they do expect there will be more problems to deal with in the future, that with climate change, the giant pandas could very well face another huge environmental challenge over the next 80 years. Pandas are dependent on bamboo. That's their main menu item. And with climate change, we could see them lose like 35% of their bamboo forest. And that could lead to a significant decline once again in panda numbers, in which case the status would change again. So it's not as though these conservationists are saying, okay, the panda problem's fixed. No need to worry about them anymore. But this process of determining which animals are endangered and to what degree and at what moment in time is always fraught. I'm reminded of this geneticist years ago told me every day, in his words, he wanted to screw up as little as possible. We're playing God and deciding which animals to save, when, and what priority.
But bottom line, panda numbers going up, not down right now.
Correct.
So that's correct. Good anyway. Well, the group also flagged one particular kind of gorilla as being in a really precarious situation.
This is so sad. The Grauer's gorilla, the biggest kind of great ape in the world, has seen a drop in their numbers by 77% in just 20 years. So these guys have been hammered by the usual suspects: poaching, habitat loss, civil unrest. And that's in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Their more famous subspecies, mountain gorillas, they're the two subspecies of eastern gorilla. So they are considered critically endangered. And the quick meaning of that, horribly, is that they're considered to be at extremely high risk of extinction. Last year, it was estimated there were fewer than 4,000 Grauer's gorillas in the wild. Hmm. And though mountain gorillas have increased in numbers over time, still there are fewer than 1,000 of them, like 880. And so of the six great ape species, only two, chimpanzees and bonobos, are simply endangered.
That's Vicky Croak, who hosts the Wildlife blog. Vicky, thank you so much as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.